So the epistle for the Sunday after the Ascension is taken from 1 Peter chapter 4. Dearly beloved, be prudent and watch in prayers, but before all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins. Using hospitality one towards another without murmuring, as every man hath received grace, ministering the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the power which God administereth, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. We stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 15 and 16. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me. And you shall give testimony, because you are with me from the beginning. These things have I spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth a service to God. And these things will they do to you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you." Please be seated. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but thou should keep them from all evil. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We see these consoling words from our Lord in the communion prayer at today's Mass. Consoling words because, one, it recognizes, in a sense, the world that we live in. That yes, there can be evil around us. There can be difficulties, trials. And yet our Lord is praying that we're not necessarily taken out of that world. That we live in this world for a purpose. The whole purpose that we live in this world is to get to heaven. And that is what God wants for every soul. God sent his only begotten Son to redeem mankind, to give us that chance. And then we see with our Lord that he ended up having to leave this world in order for the Paraclete to come. That is what we will celebrate next Sunday. And it was through the coming of the Holy Ghost that the apostles were strengthened, that they were able to perform the mission that was asked and given to them. And it is also then the birth of the church. Christ's church on earth, that is our salvation. It is through his church, through our being a part of that, through our baptism, and then the receiving of the sacraments that we are strengthened, that we have this opportunity to get to heaven. And so when our Lord says that he prays that we should not be taken out of this world, but that we're freed, we're kept from the evil that is around us. That is something then to meditate upon. As I say, it is consoling words. But it's also something that, yes, we should meditate upon. We should think about these words. That our Lord's prayer is asking that we're kept away from the evil of the world. That we're saved from that. And that is something that, as I say, yes, we can look around the world. We can see how immoral that the world may be. And sometimes for us it can be very discouraging than to have to live in this world, to be a part of it. Because yes, we do worry then for our souls, of being dragged down by the world, and that is something that on the Ascension was also mentioned to us. Of trying a reminder to keep our thoughts on the heavenly things. To keep us away from being dragged down by this world. And so yes, it can be a constant worry to us. And obviously you parents, in trying to protect your children, by caring for their souls, you try to protect them from this world. Guard them from the dangers. Keeping the occasions of sins away from them. And just in the world itself, of how dangerous it is, yes, For that is why that our Lord, he sent the Holy Ghost. And he says, I will not leave you orphans. So even though he was leaving us, he was still going to send us the Comforter. And it is through the Holy Ghost, through those graces, that we can then live a good life. Because think about, we have confirmation coming up. You know, those of you that have already received that sacrament, do you consider the graces and the gifts that you received? And I'm not talking about maybe the gifts that your family gave to you. I'm talking about the gifts of the Holy Ghost that were given to us. You know, we have our children, we have them study those, we have them learn the gifts, the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. And maybe they can memorize them, they can recite them back to us, even giving the definitions. But then the contemplation of these gifts, thinking about then these gifts that are given to us, that are given to that soul that is confirmed. Confirmed meaning strengthened. They are strengthened in their faith. I mean, and granted, when you look at the eyes of the church says that even possibly a child that has reached the age of reason, they could receive confirmation. I mean, granted, we have more of a practice of fourth grade kind of being the earliest that the children receive it. You want to ensure and make you know, you're positive that the children understand what they are receiving because it is a sacrament. And so that is why we test them. That is why we have them study. That's why we instruct them in the faith so that they are strengthened by it. And so that is why when our Lord says, I will not leave you orphan, I will send to you the Comforter. The Comforter will come to us and help us in the times of need that we have by giving us these gifts. And that is what we are leading up to. That is what we are preparing for. I mean, that is why, I mean, granted it is before Compline that we sing the Veni Creator, but it is the same prayer that we said after all of the Masses the previous 9 days as a novena, asking for the graces of the Holy Ghost to be enlightened, but also to be strengthened. And so that is one of the things, one of the gifts is fortitude. And fortitude is a strengthening. It is to be strong in doing the will of God. And so that is something that, yes, we pray that our children, they receive this and that they live that. But then for all of us, if we've been confirmed, all of us, it is necessary that we have that. We need that fortitude to strengthen us, to help us, to make the proper decisions, to follow the will of God, but then also then to try to ensure that we do, we stay away from the dangers in the world. These things that will drag us and lead us away from Almighty God, lead us away from our salvation. And so, yes, these are the things that we pray for. And in a way that is something that's in the communion prayer that our Lord is asking, that we're kept away from the evils. It will be because of the fortitude that we have. It's a grace from God, yes, a grace from the Holy Ghost. But it's meant for us to work with that grace. Working with that grace so that, yes, we can stay away from occasions of sin. Persons, places, or things that will lead us into sin. I mean, these are the things that we pray about. These are the things that we ask for. But we have to do our part. We, too, have to do what is necessary. Instead of just basically expecting God, well, God's going to save me, and so that's it. God helps those that help themselves. We have to try to do what is necessary for our soul. And so that is why, then, it is a prayer. It is the communion prayer, today's Mass. But it is also a prayer of our Lord. That he realized that we can't be just taken out of this world. It is a trial for us. It is a trial ground for every single soul. Depending on how long the trial is, that's up to God. Some souls don't spend long time, some souls spend many, many years. But it is that opportunity that God gives to them in order to save their soul. And so that is what we are praying for, that is what we're asking for, the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And that is what the children receive through the sacrament of confirmation. That they receive these seven gifts. I mean, yes, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, fortitude, piety and fear of the Lord. We can recite them, but do we understand what they mean to us? Do we practice them? Do we understand them well enough to be able to live those seven gifts? As I say, yes, our children can recite them. But as I say, fortitude, I think, is one of the most important ones for us to practice in our times today. It is a necessity for us to understand that we need this strengthening from God. A strengthening in order to stay in the state of grace. A strengthening in order to do God's will. A strengthening to save our soul. We need that. And so, yes, when we pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost, or when we pray to the Holy Ghost to strengthen us, enlighten us, also we should ask for that grace to be able to practice these seven gifts of the Holy Ghost, especially if we've already been confirmed. If we're going to be confirmed soon, it's not long, to also to pray for that. That our children, yes, they do recognize and they do understand what this means for them. That they understand that this is a strengthening in their faith in order to save their soul, in order to explain the faith. To be able to be an example for others. I mean, to think about that. Fourth graders, fifth graders, sixth graders receiving this sacrament. Because they will be an example to everyone else. I mean, that is what we must pray for our dear children for that. Because it is very important for them. And that's why, yes, we will make a day of recollection for them, even if it's just a half a day, to help them to understand the gravity of what they are going to receive. But then for all of us to think about that, if we've already been confirmed, what does that mean to us? Are we living that life of truly knowing that the Holy Ghost has come into our soul? That we have this indelible mark that is printed on our soul, an indelible mark that will never be taken away. That we are a soldier of Christ. Do we understand that? Do we live that? And so that is what we must try to pray for. Yes, our Lord will not leave us orphan. Obviously not. He wants to save our soul. And so he will send to us the Holy Ghost. But we have to try to be open to these graces. Otherwise, it is useless. And so let us pray for this grace, especially, as I say, pray for our children who are going to be receiving this sacrament very soon. But then also to pray for all of us who have been confirmed, that we too understand very clearly what it means to us. That we have to be living our lives that is pleasing to God. That yet, as we are surrounded in this immoral world, that we are kept free from the evils, that we can keep away these evils that are trying to drag us down to hell. And that is why in the intro to the Mass, this is what I will leave you with, at the very end of it, it very clearly points out what is the saving grace for all of us. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.